The Art of Christmas, written by Jane Lovering, read by Karen Cass. The moral right of the author has been asserted. Chapter 1. The attic was powdered with dust and mascaraed with webs, and the Christmas tree was in the corner, half buried in a chaos of paper, as though a semi-literate poltergeist had blown through. This was the first time in 18 months that I'd been up here. I hadn't bothered with Christmas last year, and now the tree looked as though it was paying me back for my neglect of the previous festive season by trying to play hide-and-seek with some spectacularly oversized spiders. It was clearly losing, since several spiders had taken up residence amid the plastic fir cones, where I could see them waiting, legs drawn up, like really scary coiled springs. I stopped, head and shoulders through the hatchway, and my breath stuttered. First time in 18 months. First time I'd been up in this attic since Jono died. He hadn't meant to die, of course. I would imagine that most husbands don't. They could just get a divorce, which would be easier on everyone and not involve so many vol-au-vents. But sometimes, as my friends reminded me, shit happens. Shit. Like a heart attack out of nowhere, visited on a healthy-seeming 35-year-old man, leaving me with a house I couldn't afford, a job I was good at but didn't like, and a bunch of friends who seemed to expect me to shrug off my grief and party like a newly single woman almost as soon as the last in-deepest sympathy card was off the mantelpiece. The grief settled around me again, as tangible as the dust caught in the reluctant winter sunbeams insinuating themselves through the roof tiles. 18 months. That's how long it had taken me to really come to terms with Jono being gone. That's how long to stop waiting for the car on the drive, the key in the door, the heavy arm over my shoulders in bed. It felt sometimes like a lifetime, and to stop waiting felt like betrayal. Right, Harriet. I used my firmest voice, the one that generally worked on my office colleagues. My words puffed out in little clouds on the icy air. We can do this. Small steps. But it's time we had Christmas again. And then I cried for half an hour. Christmas had always been us, me and Jono. Ever since we'd got together, what, 11 years ago? I leaned back against the crumbly brick wall, rocked there by the shock of how much of my life had been lived with him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?